Hi amigas, happy Friday and welcome to another episode of Hot Latina Girl Habits. I hope that you guys are having such a good week. I hope it's productive. I hope it's successful. I hope you crushed a few goals this week. I'm super excited for today's episode because I have something very important that I feel like I need to share with you guys. Before we get started, I just want to say that I have literally tried to film this damn podcast for the past 3 days now. And I don't know if it's just like I couldn't get into the right headspace or sometimes. Okay, so I think I've been too focused on making the podcast longer because that's like one of the biggest suggestions or feedback that I get is that my podcasts are too short. But I'm like, it sometimes it just gets a little bit too difficult for me to make them longer because I'm a one person show is what I was trying to say. And it's kind of hard to like upkeep a conversation with just me and myself, you know? So the last 2 days I've been trying to record this and either I didn't like it or I was just like, I kept feeling like I was losing my train of thought. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just try this tomorrow. But yeah, so hopefully today it's going to go better today, you guys, because I had the intention all day today that I'm like, I'm going to film my podcast because I want to have, my episode uploaded for, Friday, so for tomorrow. Today's Thursday, by the way. When I'm recording this, it's Thursday, but when you guys are listening to this, it's already Friday. So I already came with the idea after work that I'm like, I'm filming my podcast today because I want to have it uploaded. Also, for some reason, I was literally running into the issue of me running out of breath. So I'm like, I need to figure out a good spot that I could record my podcast in where I feel comfortable. Because one of the things about me, you guys, is that I talk a lot with my hands. Like, I've always been like that. And it makes me run out of breath really, really fast. And I've never noticed that until literally I've started recording a podcast. But anyways, just a few announcements. I remember I told you guys last week, on last week's episode that I was working on cafecitocondaisy.com, which I still am, you guys. I'm just waiting on a few products to get to me so I could test them out and everything before I let the website go live. But I'm super excited. I appreciate all of you guys and all of your supports because you guys honestly motivate me so much. See, there I go again. I'm running out of breath. But this time I brought a water. I'm like, I need to have a water with me, por si al caso. But it's crazy because I get so many DMs and like so many comments and stuff of like people saying that like I inspire them. And I'm just like, you guys fucking inspire me. Like, as much as you guys think that I'm inspirational to you, like, you guys are just that for me as well. So the feeling is super mutual, but I'm glad that I can create a space for you guys or share my voice and share my, my thoughts with you guys and just my perspective on life, because I feel like it's something that I have worked really, really hard on. Like, I've always been someone who's super into like personal development books. I've always loved listening to like personal development podcasts and watching videos on YouTube and things like that. So I feel like I've learned so much with like all of the research that I've done that this just comes natural to me. Like, me motivating and inspiring people, it just comes natural to me. So ever since I like, oh my god, you guys, literally my podcast is on 111, like the time that I've been recording, which is crazy. You see, everything is a fucking sign. There is signs everywhere. Okay, here we go. I'm running out of breath, you guys. So I'm gonna go ahead and just get started on today's episode, you guys, because I have I feel like this made me open my eyes a lot because I don't know. I'll share it with you guys. So on this today's hold on. Oh my god, you see, you guys, I'm gonna stop cutting crap out and I'm just gonna leave that there so you guys can see what I really sound like behind the scenes, because normally I'll go in and like crop things out, but I'm like, I need to stop doing that. We just need to be raw and original. Okay, but anyways, let's get started on today's episode. I want to talk to you guys about anxiety. I feel like that's a very big topic. Originally I was gonna do like a what would Daisy do, but I was like, you know what? In my heart, I feel like I don't want to do like a super chismosa type of episode this week. I wanted it to be more informative because I know we're going on to a new month, you guys, which is actually the last month of the year. which is honestly scary to think about, because I feel like there's still so many goals that I have left to achieve for myself and I still haven't. So that scares me, and I'm just like, I need to hurry it up, you guys. But anyways, I wanted to talk a lot about anxiety and like panic attacks and different things like that, and just how it can really affect your, how you achieve goals, or like if you're achieving goals, right? So like, how does explico? Also, I kind of want to touch a little bit, touch base a little bit with generational trauma, because I feel like I had a breakthrough the other day. Actually, yeah, 2 days ago. I feel like I literally had a breakthrough, you guys, and it was crazy. But let me just go ahead and tell you guys a story, because I want to hear your guys' opinion and your guys' thoughts. So, anyways, the other day, right, I was at work, and a little bit about myself is I've always been someone who is very hard on me whenever like I make a mistake or I do something wrong, right? And especially at work, I feel like my work environment, I see that part of myself a lot more than like other aspects of my life, but it's still there. Like every part of my life, I'm still like that. Anyways, so I work in marketing, and I work for like a startup company. So I work in the marketing department. So I don't have like an official title. I just work in marketing, but I do a lot of different things like influencer marketing. I handle a lot of like partnerships, a lot of affiliates. So a lot of it works a lot with influencers. And even though like I feel like I know what I'm doing, I still learn something every single day, if that makes sense. So I always feel like there's still so much for me to learn and stuff. So the other day, I think it was like 2 days ago, one of my bosses was like, Daisy, I need to talk to you about something. And that was all literally he said. And I kind of felt like literally my heart dropped. The minute somebody says something like that to me, I'm like, fuck, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Like, you know, what's going on or whatever, right? And immediately, you guys, I started to fucking panic. It just sounded like it was something serious, pero no me dijo like what exactly was about, no me dijo what it pertained to, like nothing. He didn't give me like no type of context. That's all he said was like, I need to talk to you. And I was like, fuck, and I was already fucking freaking out. So this was right before my lunchtime. So then I decided to go and take my lunch, and I'm like, you know what, today I'm going to take my lunch in my car, because normally I just stay at work and I just like eat with everybody, and I call my moms, because you guys, I'm telling you, I'm freaking out, and I literally have like a full-blown panic attack in the fucking car, off of, okay, just like imagine, you guys, all he said was, Daisy, I need to talk to you, and that literally caused me to have a whole damn panic attack. And I was on the phone with Anthony, and I'm just like, oh, it's because I don't know, like, what if I mess something up, or, you know, I'm just so scared, like, he feels like he needs to talk to me, and this and that. And then one thing that really opened my eyes was Anthony was like, why do you act so guilty if you know that you've done nothing wrong? And I'm like, dude, I do that. Like, I literally had a huge moment of self-reflection, like, because internally, I know and I feel it that I'm acting as if I'm guilty about something, when in reality, I know that I'm not. Like, I'm just downplaying all of my work, you know, and I'm second guessing everything. And that also has a lot to do with my confidence in my work and like who I am, especially in a work environment, because I've never actually been in like a professional setting like I am now. So I feel like a lot of things are very different for me. And also in my new workplace, they allow me to kind of be myself, like my opinion matters where I'm at. And I've also never had a job where like that was a thing, you know, like nobody ever respected what the hell I had to say or my ideas and different things like that. So when he said that, I'm just like, oh my God, I am acting like if I'm guilty of something, and that's what's causing me to panic. And the thing is that I was creating these different scenarios in my head, like I probably messed this up or I messed that up, you know, but in reality, like nothing was wrong, dude. I was making up all of these assumptions in my own head before even getting to the situation. And here's the thing with anxiety, you guys, you're literally causing yourself to suffer two times or suffer for nothing. And I say that because lo que va a pasar is going to happen, you know, and it's that kind of like where that saying comes, like it is what it is. Things are going to happen no matter what. Life is going to move forward. That conversation that he mentioned to me was going to happen. But I literally just freaked myself out. And I'll tell you guys the rest of the story right now. But I was freaking myself out, right? Let's just say that the conversation that we had went really bad, right? So now I even feel more like shit. So I just made myself upset two times. I'm literally hurting myself twice, right? Because I was jumping to the conclusion that it was something bad. So let's just say that the conversation went good, right? And there was nothing to worry about. I just literally caused myself a panic attack, caused myself all of this anxiety without even knowing what the hell was going to happen. And it's crazy because I don't know if you guys have heard of that saying that that says anxiety comes from the future and depression comes from the past. And I find that so crazy because I have so much anxiety because I'm constantly thinking of the future instead of just being present in the very moment that I'm in. So anyways, pasa el tiempo, right? I come back from lunch and I'm just like still freaking out. I'm still shaking because I literally just had like a fucking panic attack in the car. And he just pulls me to the side and he just asks me about this roster. Like, he just wanted me to give him an update on all of the influencers and stuff that we've been reaching out to and stuff like that. That was literally it. Literally it, you guys. And I apologize if you guys hear the airplane in the background because I'm filming in my room. So I'm so sorry, you guys. But anyways, that was it for the damn conversation. That was literally it. Like, he didn't want to know anything else. Okay, sorry, you guys. I had to pause it. So, because the airplane was so loud. I have never heard an airplane that loud. But then I asked my mans and he was like, it's a jet. Because we live not close to a base, like an Air Force base, but pretty close where they can fly over us. But yeah. Okay, so anyways, once I had that conversation with him, it was literally about nothing. It was a stupid, simple conversation that I just overplayed in my head, or I don't know. And it's crazy because when I was little, right, my mom used to always say that I was dramatic. Like, that was just the word that she used to say for me. And now, like, I reference my actions, or sometimes, like, for example, in this moment, I would say I was being dramatic. But it's like now what I don't like to label it as me being dramatic. It's just that I'm just so anxious. I'm a very anxious person. And the fact that I don't know like certain things stresses me out. Like, I like to be in control of everything and I like to know everything, which I'm trying to be better about having that perspective, because I know it's not a good perspective to have. But it's just like, I'm just such a perfectionist. Like, I just need things to be going my way, or for me to know everything, for me to feel secure, right? And whatever. But it's just so crazy to me. But it also kind of made me realize that it's not just my anxiety. For me, it's also my fear of letting people down. Like, I have a really, really big fear of disappointing people, right? And you guys, I literally was making coffee today and I had this fucking realization. I'm like, I think that this is me discovering that, like, I could have generational trauma. Because, you know, growing up, especially like in a Mexican household with like very traditional parents, certain things like you would end up getting like in trouble for, and you just always felt like you were disappointing people, you know, because our parents were very, very tough on us. Very tough, dude. My mom and my dad. And I was the first child too. Like, I'm the oldest. I wasn't allowed to do shit. And now I look at my sisters and my brother and they're like over here living it up. And I feel like I have so much trauma from literally being the oldest and having to, like, I always felt like I was disappointing someone. And I think that that has like reflected on who I am now as like an adult. I don't know. I was having this little realization earlier. And I love that I have been practicing like being self-reflective, like really catching myself when I am having certain types of thoughts that I'm just like, why am I being so hard on myself, right? Especially in moments when I'm being negative, like things aren't positive. I always try to like self-reflect and like really dissect like where these feelings are coming from. What is triggering these feelings? And when I'm anxious like that about things that I don't know, my fear is always disappointing people. And when I was little, I don't even know if to like say half of these stories, but my parents are divorced, right? So I feel like within that, I grew up seeing a lot of disappointment. Obviously, because my parents were not happy being together, right? But they stood together. I feel like a lot of Mexican households do this, but they stick together to make their kids happy. But in reality, I feel like that's just showcasing to me that like disappointment is okay. you know? And but it's weird because it translates into my adult life as if I'm always in fear of disappointing someone. Oh my God, when I had this breakthrough, I'm literally my own therapist. It's fucking crazy. But when I had this breakthrough today, it just, I don't know, it just makes me understand myself on a way deeper level. And I highly recommend that you guys practice being self-reflective. Like, catch yourself in moments where you're thinking of things that are negative about yourself and really try to fucking figure out where that's coming from and like what's triggering it. Because I promise you, you guys, you will live such a more, I don't know how to explain it, like more fulfilled life, because you're really understanding what's triggering these feelings and you get to know like who you are as a person even more, you know? And with that, I also feel, especially with being anxious and having like a lot of anxiety, I feel like your mind lives in the future. Especially if you constantly feel anxious and have a lot of anxiety, that's the reason why, because you live in the future. Your mind lives in the future and you're constantly just thinking about the future. But the thing with that is it's okay to have goals and it's okay to have, you know, things that you want to achieve in the future. But it's so, so, so important to be present in your living moment actual right now. And I say that because I know it probably sounds like a fucking disco rayado, you guys, because you hear everyone saying the same thing, like be present, be in the moment. But the thing is that is so fucking true. And I promise you, when you start practicing just living your life for where it's at, you start feeling less anxious because you're not so worried about what's coming or what's going to happen in the future. You know, focus on where you're at right now in this very moment. And I promise you, I just feel like your mind just starts to quiet down. And I say all these things from experience because I used to be the type of person that was so, I still kind of am. I'm still working on it. I literally try to better myself, you guys, 1% each day. But with you being so focused on the future, right, it literally triggers so, so much anxiety, you guys, that your mind just starts thinking and playing different scenarios, and then that's where your anxiety starts to come from, right? But right now I've been kind of practicing to just quiet out my brain, focus on my task that I am currently working on, and that's that. Set myself like a few things that I want to work on for the day and just focus on that. Do not be worried about tomorrow until tomorrow comes, right? Another thing that you can do to kind of help that is set yourself weekly tasks. So say on Monday, for example, for me, on Monday, I'm going to make sure to finish my podcast episode. On Tuesday, I need to launch my website, whatever. Have a specific task each single day for you to focus on and just commit your mind to that every single day and stop being so worried about what's going to come tomorrow. Oh, you guys, I get so excited because I'm literally so fucking passionate about like talking about all of these different things, because they're truly things that have helped me just be a better person and be a more happy and fulfilled person. I feel like I have such a different outlook on life, and I want to share that with you guys. But yeah, you guys, I feel like I have said so much, and I hope that I gave you guys some useful information or, you know, some useful tools that you could just use to implement in your day-to-day life to just try to make your life a little more fulfilled, girl, be a little more confident. Also, speaking of confidence, I want to do a full episode on body confidence. So let me know if that's something that you guys would love to hear, because, girl, we are going through it right now recently. Even though I feel like most of the time I'm very confident in my body, it definitely goes up and down sometimes. So anyways, I feel like I have found some very cool techniques to kind of help me be more confident about my body and where it's at without getting comfortable. Like, that doesn't mean like I don't want to keep working on myself and be healthy and change my body, you know, so I feel more confident, because I feel like that's still very important. But anyways, I was going to say, when you start becoming self-reflective like that and start actually listening to your thoughts and like who you are, you start naturally becoming more confident in you because you're so self-reflective, because you actually know what the hell you're talking about. You know, like where things are coming from, and like, because, okay, so I feel like in life, we respond to certain things with different parts of us, right? Because, for example, like when we could be responding with the girl inside of us who has, you know, who has been hurt, who has suffered from trauma. Like, there's different parts in us that we use to respond to people. And I think that's also very important to be aware of, to figure out when you're responding to certain situations in your life, to figure out which girl inside of you is responding, right? Is it the girl that was hurt? Is it the girl that went through trauma? Because I feel like that's also very important, you guys, because there are certain times where I feel, I was actually talking to my mom the other day about this, where I'm like, I feel like sometimes there's days where, you know, it could be, I'm trying to think of a good scenario, but I can't think of an example right now. But there's days where I respond to a specific situation, right, in a very negative way. But then there's other days that I respond to the exact same situation in a very positive way. I'm trying to think of an example, you guys, so I really hope that this makes sense. But between those 2 days, the only difference is that my response mechanism is coming from 2 different girls, if that makes sense, right? One response is coming from my healed girl, my girl who's just ready to, you know, take on the world. And my other response is coming from the girl inside me who was hurt. It's crazy, you guys. It's crazy. Dude, sometimes I say this stuff out loud and I'm just like, I just get so mind blown that I'm just like, this shit is real. Like, we literally have a fucking life. We have feelings. We have thoughts. Like, I don't know. It's insane to me, you guys. But that is pretty much all I have for you guys today. No, I lied. I wanted to mention. So the other day, I was talking about the soft girl era, or I was reading about it. And you guys will not believe, I used to think that this was just little BS that people on TikTok would just talk about, you know, pero que nunca era algo like, I don't know, like something real. You guys, the soft girl era is actually a thing. It's a freaking thing, and it has so much information behind it. So we can either do the body positivity podcast episode next week or the soft girl era, because I really think that those two are very good topics, but I'll figure it out. I'll decide to see what we want to record next week. But yeah, I think that's all I have for you guys today, you guys, because I'm actually running out of breath already. I feel like I've talked so much, and I'm actually about to go run to Target to go spend some money real quick. A ver que me encuentro allá en Target, because they've literally had such bomb deals right now and such cute stuff. So I cannot wait to go, you guys. But anyways, that is it for this week's episode, you guys. Please be sure, every time you guys share me on Instagram, you guys, on your Instagram story, you guys get entered in for me to buy you a Starbies. I love to support you guys in any way that I can, and just thank you for supporting me. So I hope you guys have a very fun weekend. Take some shots for me. Okay, Ms. Drake. But yeah, I hope you guys have a very fun and safe weekend. If you guys don't believe me, I have not drank in the past 3 weekends, and you know what, this weekend might be the weekend que me pongo bien pedisquis and I be torn up, okay, because I need it, you guys. I've been working so hard. Okay, you guys, seriously, I gotta go, but I thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast and for this week's episode. I hope you guys have an amazing Friday and a super good weekend, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode next week.